The Mighty Quinn joins us. Mark Quinn, host of SCE TV's The Big Picture from Columbia, South Carolina, part of the best political team in the galaxy. Mark Quinn, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Great. And Ron Christie's also with us. He's CEO of Christie Strategies and former special assistant to President George W. Bush, also part of the best political team in the galaxy. Ron Christie, good morning to you.
John, always a pleasure. How are you?
So I'm great. This GOP debate that is on tap in Greenville, South Carolina, right, Mark?
It is in the heart of the Republican country. There's no question about it.
And let me tell you who's not going to be there. No Mitt Romney, no Mike Huckabee, no Sarah Palin, no Newt Gingrich. They're all opting out of the debate. Ron Christie, who will be there, and are they releasing pictures of this event?
Well, actually, this event will be on Fox and the Fox News Channel. You will have former Senator Rick Santorum from Pennsylvania. You'll have the former CEO of Godfather's Pizza, a gentleman by the name of Herman Cain. And you also have Representative Ron Paul, always a favorite among a certain conservative group. And the former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson will be on the stage tonight.
And Pawlenty will be there, right?
Oh, and of course, yes, and the former governor of Minnesota, Tim Pawlenty.
Mark Quinn, why South Carolina?
Well, historically, John, South Carolina has been the fireball. I mean, if you're a Republican nominee for president, you know, if you don't win here, you're not going to win the nomination. That's just been the historical anecdote. So, you know, it's always been important here. You've had some quirky winners in Iowa before. You've had some quirky winners in New Hampshire. But, you know, South Carolina has always provided the eventual, you know, winner of the nomination.
We're talking with Mark Quinn, host of SCE TV's The Big Picture in Columbia, South Carolina. Is that to say that the voters in South Carolina are excited about this debate? I mean, is it actually on the radar at this point?
No, you know, what you heard was you were rattling off that list of people who are participating tonight. That was a collective yawn here in South Carolina. I mean, the governor said nobody has moved her needle yet. Jim DeMint says he's still waiting for somebody to really make him excited. This is sort of the equivalent of if you throw a party and nobody shows up, what happens?
All right.
I just don't think there's a whole lot going on tonight.
Ron Christie, so let's put it to you. This means probably it's fairly important for Tim Pawlenty to show that in this crowd, Ron Paul excluded, since he survives no matter what, that he can hold his own, right?
I think that's right. And the other thing, of course, if you're a Tim Pawlenty, the thing that you don't want to do tonight is you don't want to get roughed up and you don't want to say something controversial or something that if you eventually became the nominee that could come back to haunt you. So I think Pawlenty tonight, he's got a tough task, John. He's got to try to make sure that he looks more presidential than the pack that he's with, but at the same time that he doesn't make a gaffe that could come back to hurt him later.
Mark Quinn, I wonder if this were not coming in so soon after the death of Osama bin Laden, if there might have been more participants. Maybe part of the problem is they don't really want to come and speak or appear in public in a debate so quickly.
You know what? It's tough to say. So like I say, right now, I would think it's more of people just trying to get their footing. And a lot of it has to do with the Tea Party. You know, how do you court the Tea Party without appearing to cater to the Tea Party? I mean, that message would work well here, because the Tea Party's strong. But I think nationally, you have a lot of consultants saying, you know, if we go too far right, if we appear to cater too much to the Tea Party, that message is not going to play well in a general election. So you have a lot of consultants who are wringing their hands right now, saying, how do we win here, but how do we appeal to the rest of America as well?
Well, let's put that challenge to Ron Christie as a political consultant yourself for Christie Strategies, Ron. It seems to me there's a real challenge in this week of all weeks for these candidates to portray themselves as being national and not sort of marginal representatives of an ideological group like the Tea Party.
I think that's right. And to even follow up on the previous question, I mean, the last thing that you want to do if you're a Mitt Romney or a Sarah Palin or perhaps even a Mike Huckabee or Newt Gingrich is appear on the stage this evening tonight and say, President Obama did a very good job of tracking down Osama bin Laden and making sure he was brought to justice.
Right.
Those folks are walking a very delicate line of wanting to appeal to the Tea Party and the most conservative elements now that we're in primary season, or at least the pre-primary season, and at the same time not being on video saying President Obama did something good, because you know the DVRs are going to be whirling in Chicago at the Obama headquarters, and they'd love to find a frontrunner saying President Obama did a good job on foreign affairs, or President Obama did a good job on international relations or as commander-in-chief. So it's a very thin line that these fellows are trying to walk tonight in South Carolina.
Former Special Assistant to President George W. Bush. Mark, let me just identify Ron Christie there. Mark, what did you have to say? Go.
So, you know, among Republicans here in South Carolina, Ron brings up a great point. You know, his popularity rating in a recent poll among Republicans, the president's, was less than 5%.
Really?
You know, so praising the president for these folks is almost anathema in South Carolina.
But is that to say, and, you know, we'll have a test tonight, depending on what they talk about, and Ron Paul loves to talk about the economy and getting out of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Plenty very much of a centrist. But I'm wondering if this debate will be an early sign that national security as an issue for the GOP is suddenly off the table, Mark Quinn.
Well, it's certainly not as strong as an issue as it was before Sunday night. There's no question about it. I think anybody would agree with that.
Ron Christie, you go along with that?
I do, but I think as gas prices continue to rise and unemployment, that's what folks are going to be looking at next November, not Osama bin Laden as a key issue for the campaign.
So if you're one of these candidates, do you want a soundbite to circulate in the news cycle, or do you want it to be very quiet, have a nice debate, and just wait for the next event? Ron?
Quiet, wait for the next debate, but do no harm tonight.
And of course, Mark Quinn, you want a soundbite, right, buddy?
I would love a soundbite, but I'm kind of hesitant to think I'm going to get one tonight, quite honestly.
Mark Quinn, host of SCE TV's The Big Picture in Columbia, South Carolina, that debate for the GOP candidates in Greenville tonight, Greenville, South Carolina. Ron Christie also joined as CEO of Christie Strategies, former special assistant to President George W. Bush. Thanks, guys.
Take care, gentlemen.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.